We were moving forward. I mean, nobody can deny that. We've been in the best league position in at least 50 years, and one of the best we've ever been in. There's some development going on, which is, if it's sensible and organic rather than completely pushing the boat out. So that's really, really good. We don't have a managerial merry-go-round, which is a first. We've got half a squad at least that we don't have to re-sign. So, yeah, happy days. Just hope we can repeat the same feat. Won't be any easier next year. It's a difficult league, but, you know, we're in a good place and we're stable.
I suppose one of the big things as well, being in that good place, the groundwork which has begun, the Holker Street, once again, a building site going forward in the summer, but you could say a building site of a good kind with everything that's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that we're going to have a ground, as far as I remember, capacity over 6,000 with a couple of thousand seats, with that away end, which we all agree that particular bit needed to come down and was pretty awful coming down. With somewhere to sit in the West Terrace as well. I mean, that's just, you never thought, and we're back to four sides. So, you know, I mean, that's just fantastic, and hopefully it'll be reflected in the good crowds continuing and kicking on, you know, and hopefully we're going places.
I suppose that's the big thing as well, isn't it, for the supporters, being able to see the work that's ongoing, with the fact especially the supporters owning that 10% stake with the trust.
Well, it's no secret that that's their part in it, and 10% of that is part of what's going up, and we're supporting those developments and improvements through the 1901 club. People sometimes say to me, well, how can I help the club? And I can say, well, one thing is to, if you buy a raffle ticket, go on the 1901 club, and all those different things that you can do really, really matters. It goes directly to that stake in the club. That's where it goes. £70,000 this year. £70,000 this year. And Furness are having a bit of a time here this year. And we're at about £340,000 altogether. And that's just our sort of 10, 11%. So that's what it takes. That's what it takes to develop sensibly, and that's our part in it. So that's why the 1901 this year, and we're having a launch event at the Crossbar on Friday the 26th of May, and I really want you to get along there. There'll be some plans, there'll be the person who has organised it all, who's our board rep, Fraser Stewart. There'll be a free buffet, quizzes, all sorts of different things. So I'm hoping people are getting along to that event and supporting the 1901 again, because it's more important now than ever.
I suppose you say there about the 1901, as you say, it is getting towards that time period, isn't it, where the next season's 1901 begins. In terms of the last season, another successful one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got two main income streams, of which the 1901 is one of them, which is basically focuses on how we're contributing to fan experience. That's what that's about. And partly why we do it in the closed season. So it's always great when there's a lot going on around the ground to help with that. And this is probably this is even more in some ways than the Holker end and going up. So we're really hoping for a successful one, and we need it. And we need to have a successful one, because that is, if we get a decent start, that really gives us an opportunity to keep going. And everybody's part of that. You know, it's up to whoever's listening. It's up to the fans if that's what they want, and we hope that they do. And hopefully they'll come and enjoy themselves, have a few drinks, free food, bit of a quiz, bit of a laugh, and it should be really good.
I suppose it's the big message, isn't it, going forward as well, of that togetherness, not just with the team on the pitch, but the supporters being the big part of it off it as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've been a lot of us have been there for quite a while. But it's growing that support. The other thing that's really important is our free under-16 subsidised travel away from home, which has taken something around 2,000 people this year. And lots of them wouldn't have been able to go had we not had that sponsorship and made that commitment. And all sorts of people have to thank about that, and all sorts of sponsors, and I will be, and I'll also be going back to them and hoping that they do it again, because again, that's how we're going to grow the support. I thought we finished 16th in away support or something, which isn't bad for Barrow, and we're definitely progressing and doing better than many. So the way to grow our support is to do that home and away, and that's also part of what the trust do, you know, help grow the club, keep the stake, grow the support. That's what it's all about.